request people from finance if they are here, and which other directorate is here? Strategic planning, all the units which are business units which are here, will request you to take us through in terms of your report, and we'll make a combination of all these things once the Director General is here, so that he can be able to answer for Amakala. Let me say, I'm sure we all know that with transport we are addressing a number of things, social issues, economic issues, but this is one of the portfolios that should be able to take South Africa forward. And as members of Parliament, we have heard the Auditor General in their money indicating some of the weaknesses that are there within the department, which actually we will be taking serious oversight around. But also, we would like to say to yourself, as we are making, looking into the report, we will also try, be trying to have a way forward. Because this is a kind of a post-mortem, but we also believe that we also need to make a map, a way forward, and plan ahead as to how do we want to see next year when we come in terms of dealing with the reports. These are the visionary issues that we need to be able to take forward with. Because with the approach that Parliament is having now, we must review the reports and be able to make recommendations going into the future, so that when you come and report back, you have taken those recommendations into consideration. And I think you're all aware of the fact that now Parliament has got the leeway to be able to look into the budget of the department and say no here, and it gets changed, and is able to say we endorse this type of things. So as we will be doing that come as we are moving forward, we should be able to say to yourself, these are the things that we want to strategically focus on to, and these are the things that they're not so nice to have things that we believe we can be able to shed off in the interest of us making sure that service delivery is even up. On that note, I don't know who's the leader of the team. Who is the leader of the team? DDG, are you leading the team?
Honorable Chairperson and the good members, I was not mandated to lead. But if the thing is pointing, we will try and lead.
Hierarchically, who's the highest in hierarchy?
Whatever they can say here for us, they can't vouch for it. not stand for it. So my view, Chair, with respect, I know you want, in the interest of time, that we should go ahead, but I don't see how. And I don't want to be technical. It's simply the right thing to do. This meeting is convened in terms of the, that's what we do, evaluation based on the PNFA. There are a number of issues that have been raised by the AG, which the DG, the buck stops at the DG level. So Chair, I don't know, I'm proposing that we would have to wait. I don't want to say we want to chase the department away, but it's gravitating towards that. It's gravitating towards the sense that if the DG isn't here, we go home early. And then we reschedule the DG, and then the DG comes in, because none of the officials there are mandated to leave. If they were so, they were supposed to be in a letter delegating of that responsibility. That does not be presented yet. So I'm sorry that I didn't focus you, but I'm just thinking that we must do it the right way, or we don't do it at all. We do it the other way.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ramakatana, Honorable Keita. I think he has already made a proposal that we wait. I don't know if you will be seconding that or you're coming with another proposal.
Chairperson, yes, and when I stand up, generally my ex-colleagues and colleagues know that that's when I really feel serious about an issue. I am seconding that proposal, but I'm also making an amendment. This has been, we've known about this meeting for the last 2 weeks, okay? We are all here. And I'm saying that if a DG is not here in the next 20 minutes, that we then say we cannot continue like this, and we need a reason why he's not here. Because there was no flights available, I flew in on Saturday evening to make sure that I am here. So there's no excuse for not being here. So I would, we say that we do not continue, but we set the example, like we set the example before, and previously with the Department of Agriculture, where we sent the department back and say, go, and we want the time and the date at your own cost to come back, not at the department's cost. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much, Honorable Boshier. I agree with what Honorable Mamakana said, but also with an amendment, Chair, we can't allow this to still go on. Firstly, we didn't get an apology in the morning.
Yes.
And then we just continued because we thought the flight ticket delays and everything. Now, nothing. I don't know whether you got any message from any one of them. Because if the CFO, if the DG was not here, at least the CFO should have been here to listen to our concern in terms of the audit. And like Honorable Keita is saying, some of us have been down looking at the documents trying to assist. So we're not going to allow that people just come here and not take us seriously. And they want us to take their documents seriously. So I'm just proposing that, you know, we just adjourn. And then the department will then.
Yeah, thanks.
I want to emphasize, last time, this time, we had a problem with the document of the financial and we were not able to, and the apology was kind of in this committee. But this will never happen again.
Such a disappointment. Again, you are here today. And even in the morning, we were not comfortable when we see there is no HOD, there is no CFO. I even consulted you, the officials, out of the meeting, that what kind of undermining is this? It means you are undermining the chairperson of this committee and us, and that we can't allow this happen. We are here, we are serious here, we are working here. And you have been paid, guys, to work for the people. But if you are doing this irresponsibility, I don't think it's fair.
Chair,
can I just make this plea? I understand members are angry. Can you request our committee secretary find it some means, check why is the DG, why is he not here, so that at least whatever decision that you take, you take it on an informed decision. You just said we couldn't be able to get any message. No, I just wish people can be able to understand me clearly now. And they mustn't take my words wrong, they mustn't quote me out of context, because I know politicians are normally quoted out of context. But I'm just saying, let's get the verification. Where is the DG? Why is he not here? Either through one of the channels, so at least we get a clarity. One, two, see, so that we avoid the element that we gonna be harsh and throw blames. We don't know whether he got an accident, is in hospital, and or is in a big dilemma, that is, or he's still coming, or what is happening. So that before we get angry, we try to get the particular understanding why. So I don't take a decision that we are informed about. That's my plea, Chair. I understand all of us, we came here prepared and everything, but I normally know when we take decision out of an anger, we make mistakes, But let's just, I'm not trying to side with the department, but let's just try and get an explanation first.
Honorable Hamsinga, let the honorable members speak, all of them, and then we'll give it to yourself.
Yes, thank you, Chair. We learned that there was a terrible accident on the Alberton Road, and I do understand that it's Victoria side, it's Joburg side, but a Cape Townian shouldn't comment on any of the roads in nevertheless, more than 15 motor vehicles were involved with trucks and tankers and all sorts of that, causing huge delays. Some of our colleagues also corresponded that they were due to fly at 10 and were delayed till 2, so let's bear with these circumstances as well.
Sure.
Honourable members, I think we have all spoken. Let's give it to the department. We'll start with yourself. And I've seen another, let it go from ambassador to yourself, madam, and let it go like that. Thanks.
Chair and honourable members, we are not in a position to can say anything that the members are saying, but just to say that we spoke to the acting DG some 10 minutes ago, and he was picking up a vehicle at Avis rental car in Cape Town, at Cape Town Airport. So our information is that he is on his way to this meeting. We will leave the rest of the other explanation to him to make to the honorable members. But what we do know is that he is on his way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you can also speak to the CFO's matter, the rest of you who are remaining, because there's a, we just heard what the DG is on his way to here. Let's hear also about what's happening to the CFO.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. I wanted to precisely speak on that point about the CFO. He has given us the notification that he is currently in the process of working on with the SIU on a report around Prodiva and other matters that we've been doing all along as a department. Hence, he then delegated
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. Maybe mine has to add that yes, it's true that the acting DG is on his way. There are certain matters that he has been dealing with. And one of them is the matter I reported to the Chair that we're trying to secure our cap for that. Something went wrong over the head job. So the Department of Transport has asked that they are sure gather the cap as soon as possible. So one of the reasons why the DG is on the way. And the second one, it's a crisis.
We've heard what the department is saying. There were two proposals on the floor that we give the DG 20 minutes to arrive here, and after 20 minutes then we will disperse. And the next meeting that is going to be organized will be at the cost of the department in this regard. And for sure we may also want to qualify it that we would want an explanation which actually can also be put to Parliament as to why didn't we do our job today. Because we are here to do a job, and therefore if we didn't do the work, Parliament should be able to be, we should be able to go and account to Parliament as to why have we failed to do our job. But it looks like this is a tendency that the department is coming with. Yes. If you think that we're going to dismiss you on a regular basis every now and then, you will do whatever shenanigans that you want to do so that we can dismiss you. You're in for a fall, because I don't think these honourable members can be able to take that. We're all here to serve the people of the Republic of South Africa, and we must serve them with respect and not behave the way we are behaving, because it can't be when honourable members should be able to complain. It should be you who's complaining about us as honourable members not being yes. honoured the impact. But we are here waiting for public servants to come in and present themselves before this committee. That is that is disrespect of the legislature and legislators in this regard. The second proposal was that we should outright dismiss the department. And I think several people have spoken to the fact that we should wait until for 20 minutes, and after 20 minutes we can be able to call it a day when the DG doesn't arrive. So I have been counting my 20 minutes. We are already left with 12 minutes now as we are talking. Let's take a comfort break, and Honorable Keita.
Chair, please, I don't want to be disrespectful speaking after you, but taking into consideration the latest report that the CFO is also busy with the SIU report, and that was more important than coming to the oversight, I really think that we should send the department back, make sure that the CFO is here and the acting DG is here in time. And even if we have it on Friday evening or on Saturday, but at their own cost, not at the department cost, at their own cost.
No, Chair. I object from the proposals of Honorable Day. With the respect that we just been given an explanation to say, let's just wait for a few minutes, the DG will be here within about 20 minutes. So probably we can be able to wait until 20 minutes. And to ourselves creating a wasteful expenditure. I say no, let's go, let them chase them back. I mean, really now. The issue of wasteful expenditure, you know, luckily on Saturday, Chair, I was writing an exam about this wasteful expenditure. Performance, financial performance management. Me and Honorable De Freitas there. I guess we're gonna get distinctions about the issues of wasteful expenditure because we understand it better now. Let's try and
you're practicing with us.
Yes, I'm trying to practice with you and check whether what I learned, you know, it was properly. Let's try and give, you know, that particular luxury time that we can give. I don't think all of us we can die if we can wait until
half past or 20 past 2 o'clock. Then after that, because it's already quarter past, that's why I'm saying so, Honorable Paul. So let's just wait until probably that time and then be able to get an explanation. Because we may never know, probably the DG is having all the information that he can be able to provide. We must be able to check on that. But if you remember correctly, in one of the previous meetings, they've alluded to say some of the other issues that are relative to the issue of the some of the officials that have been doing misconduct. I guess when they say they are busy with the SIU doing investigation about the issues of misconduct, unless ourselves were saying they must leave the issue of misconduct, they must not involve SIU, that corruption goes on. Unless that's what we are saying. But I don't think that's what we are saying. What we are saying is that they must put that into consideration, but as well they must put a particular person that can be able to address these issues that are very much important in terms of ensuring and assessing the performance of the department. I think that that's the whole issue.
The chair wants the mic back. Thank you very much. Let's wait. Now we left with 10 minutes to wait for the DG. We'll take, like I said, let's take a break. And after 10 minutes, we'll reconverge and assess the situation. As to what is happening in this regard. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair. Why should you put that?